Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided prayerful meditation today. So right now I'd like to remind you that this guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the worry, and all of the things that we are caught up in the course of our day. And we forget in those moments how truly sacred we are, and that we have a quiet place that we can go to, that place that we are building in enlightenism, that place where we uncover the greater power that is within us. And so our prayerful meditation is simply a reminder of that power, of that beingness that is within you. So I ask in this moment, all of you that can, is to gently close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow and calming manner. As you listen to our prayerful Enlightenism meditation taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. And before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want to leave this thought with you. This broadcast is about how to create a powerful mind that you can live in and work from. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights and great guided meditation, thought-provoking, as usual, to guide us into ourselves, where we could say, I am greater than the I
that
I
created. Absolutely. That is the beingness that we are.
That's correct. Feel good about yourself, folks, that you can create a powerful mind that's greater than all the toxic beliefs that others have taught you.
Absolutely. And creating a mind that you can live in and work from.
Absolutely. Let the victim die.
Absolutely.
Let the victim die. Consciousness die.
Absolutely.
Stop caring
about
that dead body.
Right. Stop working from that dead victim. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol.
You're welcome.
See, so I'm Brother Malcolm, and when I say let the victim in you die, that's the only way enlightenment can live. This victim consciousness has been passed on from one generation to the next. We are fixed in our beliefs and unwilling to change. And in order to change, you need something to change to. And that's what this broadcast is about, how to create a powerful mind. And what we, Sister Carol and I, are talking about is that you can use the power of enlightenment to discover how to create a powerful mind. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on others in the past. Our message is clear. Yes, we can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. That's a fact. We can create new beliefs. My latest blog is letting go of our dependency on the past. And what I mean by that, letting go of our dependency on others in the past for our clarity, for our power. Because others in the past have already carved out a life for all of us, and this is the life they want us to live in order to keep the society functioning the way they envisioned it, the society functioning. But when you read Let Go of Our Dependency on the Past, or others in the past, check out the blog on Google. Just go into Google and say Brother Malcolm Keller's blogs, so Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenment Insights. And the latest blog will come up, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. I am greater than the I that I created. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Think about that. We know more about other people than we know about ourselves. These people that died, somebody can tell you a story about someone else in the past. You know, society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. We're using the past to live in the present. I remember when I was a kid in school, talked all about the past. I learned about all of the presidents. I learned about the governors. I learned about all of the great people who discovered America, so forth. Learned all of this. Then you start learning about treaties and you start learning the government. Then you learn how to do sentences and write, say your ABCs and so forth. All of this information that we were learning is to condition our minds to continue to live in an illusion. I call it a social construct illusion. What that means is it's made up. It's like little kids playing, mud pies or something. It's all made up. You're playing. It's like a plaything. And the more you get people to believe into the actions of what you're playing, the game you're playing, you can get a lot of participants, particularly if they believe that there is no other game or no other way to live in the world. So we learn how to live this. We cram our heads and our minds with all types of information to cause us to be living in pain and suffering. And the way out of pain and suffering is to understand what caused it. What causes pain and suffering? You and the beliefs and values that you learned from others in the past. And you begin to depend on those foundational beliefs to live in the present. So we talk all the time about the past, make quotations about something that somebody in the past said. And so we just get excited. This is something that Aristotle says, Socrates, or somebody. They say, oh, that person is erudite. They know what's happening. They know what's really happening about somebody else. But when we in the enlightenment of philosophy, those of us seeking a way out of the past to live in the present, because the only thing in the past are dead people. And whether you want to like it or not, they're all dead. And death means someone whose body is no longer functioning. That's what it means, in case all of you may have some confusion about what I'm talking about. Everybody in the past that you read about is dead, meaning they're not alive like us in a body. And that means the consciousness in them and in that body took off when they died. So if you want to live in the now, then you want to create something different. Because if you're relying on the past, all that stuff was for what was happening in the past. No matter how many times you're going to try to recite Abraham Lincoln's emancipation, Gettysburg address, I should say. See, I almost forgot it. I was dealing with his proclamation. They made us all learn it in school over and over and over again, making little kids learn something about Abraham Lincoln. But then I didn't know anything about my grandparents. No one was teaching me about my grandparents. Or my great-great-grandparents lived when Abraham Lincoln was living. I didn't know anything about them. Because people would say nobody cared about them. They weren't important. They were not a precedent. Nor were they doing anything significant to warrant being included in history. So all I know as a little kid is about Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton. I learned a lot about all of those people. I learned what people wanted me to learn about them. I learned what the way others who didn't know the people began to interpret what they had heard about the people. So they wanted to cleanse, clear them up, cleanse them of all of their faults, you know. So nobody wanted to say, oh, they were really slave owners and so forth. No one wanted to deal with that. And no one wants to be a slave, by the way. No one. Slavery is a lack of understanding. Comes from confused people. And when I say confused, confused about who you are vis-a-vis the consciousness of truth within you. Because that's pure love. Peace. Everything in the social construct is suffering. You're always suffering because it's not real. It's not who you are. You're in a make-believe world. And all the stuff that you think is important is not to you individually. So we just want to keep passing it on. Well, I'm saying to all of the people that are feeling the pain and suffering, all of you that are going through life, seeking a way out of the pain and suffering. There is a way out of the pain and suffering, and the way out of pain and suffering is to let go of your dependency on the past and others in the past to determine how you should live in the present. You are in the present moment. The people in the past are dead. You can never know them, at least not physically. Then you can call out all kinds of imagination. You can say, well, people rose from the dead. Well, so are you. Every human being is going to leave the body here, and the spirit is going, the consciousness is going to ascend to where it came from. Every single person. So there's nothing magical about it. Because everyone. So we get carried away with it because other people want us to believe they're exceptional people that lived in the past. They were great people. They discovered everything. And we must rely on what they talked about. So we have to believe that Moses, who wrote allegedly, now they're trying to change it. Historians are trying to change it, say he didn't do it. Somebody else wrote it. Nevertheless, somebody wrote it. The first five books of the script, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible as it's called. And then Moses laid out all of these things. God gave him all of these commandments and so forth for us to live by. And that stuff is all in the past. It was for Moses to live by and his people because they were incapable at the time of understanding the vast power of consciousness and the consciousness of truth. They were living in the darkness. And so they created something out of their own imagination. Imagination created it. They imagined something in their minds and then put it forth as if it's coming from the authentic God who is whole, perfect, and complete. No, it's coming from the God that's created from the social construct illusions. And you give God all kinds of human attributes. God feels your pain. God cries because of all of the terrible things we're doing to ourselves, all of these human characteristics. And when you get into the consciousness of truth within, then you know very well that's not happening. Because the consciousness of truth knows the truth about human life and understands it and is not attached to our pain and suffering. If you had a God that was whole, perfect, and complete, dealing with all of the mess and stuff that we're doing to ourselves here, all of the hatred that we have, all of the things that we have done to each other in the name of God, that we're somehow ambassadors. Think about it, folks. I know it's painful, but think about it. And while you do, I'm going to take a quick break with Sister Carolyn, and I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for wonderful insights. Sister Carolyn and I will be back on the broadcast tomorrow at 12. And we're on the air Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. On Sunday, we have a special broadcast on spiritual freedom and how to overcome our dependency on the past, where we thought more and depending more on rituals than we did on the work of clarity. We operate with four essential principles out of the 10 principles of Enlightenism. The first principle is, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Responsibility for your life. Whatever you're judging it to be today, you're making the judgments based upon the illusions that you receive from others. It's not an accurate description, but it's a starting point to get into self-discovery. You are not the way you're describing yourself because you're using a mindset that's coming from an illusion. So you don't really know what you're responsible for, but it's a starting point to begin the work to say, I'm responsible for where I am. Why am I where I am? Then you say, second, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. Now, getting awareness. Oh, now I know why I'm in the position that I'm in. My beliefs and values, that which I believe and value, gave me the thoughts so that I could produce that, that led me to where I am, even though I didn't pay much attention to it. Then you say, I acknowledge I have the power to change my beliefs and values. Now you're getting somewhere. See, now you're getting into understanding. I'm responsible for where I am. Now I know why I am where I am. It's because of these beliefs that I got from other people. And they're not my beliefs. I didn't know anything about the people. So I'm basing everything on something that someone else, some type of document that someone left that I don't have a copy of. The original. I have a generational copy. I have generational interpretations of the information. Which leads us to the most important part of our lives and our work. I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. Now we're getting somewhere. What is self-discovery? Self-discovery is working in the consciousness, which is housed in your body, in your mind. So that you begin to understand that you are not the person that you're aware of being. You're in a place where in consciousness you lose your judgments about yourself because you don't have judgments unless you have comparisons. You must compare yourself to someone to believe that you're in a bad shape today. You have to think about it. Someone will say, I'm poor. How do you know you're poor? Well, you have to say you've seen some people that had more material things than you. Or you could say, I'm feeling a lot of pain and suffering today. And then you look outside of yourself and you see people smiling. You say, well, I'm in pretty bad shape today. Now think about it. What you're doing to yourself is taking toxicity from the social construct. And now you're into judgments about yourself, comparisons about who you are, to somebody else. And now the illusion has chewed up into itself, so you are in complete darkness and you don't see anything good about yourself in the moment. So now people typically think when they hear about the four principles of enlightenment that it's some kind of process that you go through, like you've heard about 10-step programs and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's much different. The first three steps is opening up your mind to see, am I willing to go and look within myself to see if there's something there identifies who I am without my dependency on the way I think I am. So I judge, you know, to get away from the judgments of saying I'm an alcoholic, I'm a terrible person. How do you know this? How do you know? Well, you don't know. You're comparing yourself to people that say alcoholism and drugs are really terrible. And that if you get off of the alcohol and the drugs, you can do terrible things to people without drinking and being on drugs. I'm sure the people that drop the bombs, the people that have the weapons in their hands today, the police officers and all these people that have guns, they may not be drunk or alcoholics or drug addicts, but they kill people, presents itself, or the event presents itself. The guns are not there. The guns are there to tell you, if you do something, I have the authority by the social construct to kill you, and I've been trained to do that. Now, the judgments of who you are can disappear. All this race, color, and other stuff can disappear in consciousness. But you have to be willing to make a commitment. You have to let go of this generational stuff that's been passed on where you believe that you are fighting for something outside of you as a victim. You are powerless, and somebody you're fighting with has the power. And you want them to recognize your worthiness when you have not recognized it in yourself. You have the power within you, but you believe it's outside. And that's what we're working to overcome our lives, sharing this information with all of you. Okay, be back tomorrow. More information on letting go of our dependency on others in the past. Here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. Have a great day. See you tomorrow at 12 p.m.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.